Good morning. Welcome to morning prayer. My name is Mike, if you're new to community. We're going to use the Northumbria Community Morning Prayer Liturgy. Hopefully you've got a sheet. If you haven't, there's some just as you're coming into the chapel. Let's have a moment just as we gather in prayer, as we offer our prayers to God this morning. Lift our voices in praise and thanksgiving. As we say the opening sentences together. One thing I have asked of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. Who is it that you seek? We seek the Lord our God. Do you seek him with all your heart? Amen. Lord, have mercy. Do you seek him with all your soul? Amen. Lord, have mercy. Do you seek him with all your mind? Amen. Lord, have mercy. Do you seek him with all your strength? Amen. Christ, have mercy. And we say together, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. And we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. Our reading this morning is, we're continuing through the book of Ruth in the Old Testament, and it's chapter 3, verses 1 to 13. Chapter 3, verses 1 to 13. It's on page 269 in the Chapel Bibles. One day, Ruth's mother-in-law, Naomi, said to her, "My daughter, I must find a home for you where you will be well provided for. Now Boaz, with whose women you have worked, is a relative of ours. Tonight he will be winnowing barley on the threshing floor. Wash, put on perfume, and get dressed in your best clothes. Then go down to the threshing floor, but don't let him know you are there until he has finished eating and drinking. When he lies down, note the place where he is lying. Then go and uncover his feet and lie down. He will tell you what to do. I will do whatever you ask," says Ruth. So she went down to the threshing floor and did everything her mother-in-law told her to do. When Boaz had finished eating and drinking and was in good spirits, he went over to lie down at the far end of the grain pile. Ruth approached quietly, uncovered his feet and lay down. In the middle of the night, something startled the man. He turned, and there was a woman lying at his feet. "Who are you?" he asked. "I am your servant Ruth," she said. "Spread the corner of your garment over me, since you are a guardian redeemer of our family." "The Lord bless you, my daughter," he replied. "This kindness is greater than that which you showed earlier. You have not run after the younger men, which... whether rich or poor. And now, my daughter, don't be afraid. I will do for you all you ask. All the people of my town know that you are a woman of noble character. Although it is true that I am a guardian redeemer of our family, there is another who is more closely related than I. Stay here for the night, and in the morning, if he wants to do his duty as your guardian redeemer, good. Let him redeem you. But if he is not willing, as surely as the Lord lives, I will do it. Lie here until morning. We know Ruth is a courageous woman, willing to open her heart and do the right thing. But the decision to lie at Boaz's feet is a courageous thing, the one that risks not only herself, but the reputation of her family and Boaz too. But she needs to do this for God's will, God's purposes, to keep going and to work out. She needs courage, determination, a willingness to put herself at risk. I wonder sometimes, what are the things that we avoid? What are the things that we find difficult and challenging, even though we know that they are the right thing to do? Sometimes we need courage, a willingness to take risks. Ruth discerns that and discovers that when she does the right thing, God blesses her. The Lord bless you, my daughter, Boaz says. This kindness is greater than that which you shared earlier. Today, as we reflect, as we spend time in the stillness of this house, or if you're listening online, if you're wherever you are, we pray for courage. We pray for wisdom and discernment in knowing the right thing to do in our lives. And we pray for strength and for the coming of the kingdom. As we pray this morning, just have a moment of quietness and stillness. But not only pray for ourselves, but pray for our world, groaning at the moment in stress and violence. We pray for peace over our world and for God's kingdom to come. Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you for this day. We thank you that in the midst of our ordinary lives, you can do extraordinary things. Give us courage, Lord. Give us the strength to follow you, to step out and take risks. And we pray, Lord, for your kingdom to come on this earth, your will to be done. And may you strengthen us, Lord, with your Spirit. Encourage us so that we may walk with you. Amen. we say the canticle. It's a wonderful canticle together, reminding ourselves that Christ is all about us. Christ, as a light, illumine and guide me. Christ, as a shield, overshadow me. Christ, under me. Christ, over me. Christ, beside me, on my left and my right. This day be within and without me, lowly and meek, yet all-powerful. Be in the heart of each to whom I speak, in the mouth of each who speaks unto me. This day be within and without me, lowly and meek, yet all-powerful. Christ as a light, Christ as a shield, Christ beside me, on my left and my right. We say the blessing, changing the word you to us. May the peace of the Lord Christ go with us, wherever he may send us. May he guide us through the wilderness, protect us through the storm. May he bring us home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown us. May he bring us home rejoicing once again into our doors. Amen. Thank you for joining us for prayers this morning. Breakfast will be served downstairs. If you want to stay longer in the chapel, please do so, and stay as long as you like in the peace and the quiet of this place.